processed food is high sugar, low fiber, high sugar for palatability, low fiber for shelf life. When you're consuming processed food, the sugars, the glucose, the fructose, the sucrose, the digested starch, gets absorbed in the first part of the intestine very rapidly and goes straight to the liver. The liver gets overwhelmed and it has no choice but to take the excess energy and turn it into fat. When your liver turns energy into fat, that's when disease starts. That's what causes chronic metabolic disease, such as type 2 diabetes, heart disease, fatty liver disease, polycystic ovarian disease, cancer. Fiber prevents that. So when you consume real food, you are protecting your liver and feeding your gut. In the 1960s, women were going back to work, and the problem was cooking takes a while. Breakfast cereal companies started making foods that were easy to buy, easy to pour, live on a shelf, virtually, you know, unlimited shelf life. They took off like wildfire, and it's very clear why. Number one, they were cheap. Number two, they were subsidized. And number three, they were delicious. Processed food has a label because they have to say what they did to it, or what they put into it, or what they took out of it, or what's in it, because it's not what normally is in it. If there's added sugar, it's been processed. If the dietary fiber is lower than 5 grams, it's also been processed. Cooking does not take that long. What takes the most time is deciding what you're going to have for dinner and then going to the store to shop for it. If you go to a standard restaurant, in the time that you were ordering and waiting for your food, you could have cooked. So the goal today is to educate people on how to cook.